is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. I hope that you're enjoying a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. Today, we're going to be talking about drugs. Drug overdose among young people has become a national epidemic. We could never know the magnitude of sadness or pain of a mom or dad who lost their child to drugs unless you've been there. No parent wants to bury their son or daughter. In this area, a movement has been started for drug awareness, and my guest today will give you that information. What is being done by this organization, I hope, will save somebody's life. Today, my guest is Janae Benoit. Good morning, Janae. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning.
Would you tell us about this organization and how you're connected with this organization? Will you give us your information?
Yes. The mission is Millie Mattered Advocacy, and it's to bring awareness and to help stop the stigma that is associated with the growing fatalities in our state from this drug epidemic. Millie Mattered's founder was Lily Harvey, and she has, this will be her fourth walk in the state of Louisiana. 2020 was canceled because of COVID, but it's up and running again this year. In 2019, the National Committee out of Las Vegas, Nevada, saw the work that Millie Harvey was doing, and so they asked her if she could be the co-founder and the coordinator for the walks here in Louisiana, and that's what she's been doing.
Okay, now where do the walks take place?
We will be walking all over Louisiana. We will be walking in Winnsboro in March. The walks will start in March.
Mm-hmm.
Our fifth will be in Winnsboro at 10 o'clock at Davis Park.
Mm-hmm.
On the 6th of March will be West Monroe at 2 o'clock at Christ Church parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
On March 12th will be Shreveport at Betty Virginia Park, and it'll be at 10 o'clock in the morning. Natchitoches will be the 13th of March, and it will be at the Natchitoches City Park. Oh. And then Covington, we'll be walking in Covington, and Lafayette. And then Alexandria will be on the 26th at Longleaf Hospital. And then Lake Charles, and then New Orleans at 10 o'clock at the New Orleans City Park. And our very last walk will be in Baton Rouge on the state capitol. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Yeah. God bless y'all for doing that. Now, why did you want to become a part of this movement? And can you tell us your story?
Yes. My daughter, Kristen, she passed away July the 4th of 2021. She was just 20 years old. And myself, I'm in recovery myself. So I've always had a special place in my heart for addiction and people in recovery. But this was really, really hard because it was my daughter. And so I just knew that God has a purpose. He has a purpose for me. And it's, you know, I'm doing it for her, my daughter, Kristen, and then for ones that have lost their loved ones because of this epidemic that our country is facing right now with drug overdose.
Okay. Did you say something about, did I hear you say something about Louisiana being one of the...
Louisiana has the highest overdose rate per capita in our country. When my daughter Kristen passed away on July 4th, I was told that there was 5 overdoses that weekend.
My.
5 overdoses that weekend. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yes, ma'am. And fentanyl. Fentanyl is, it's everywhere. And that's what my daughter, it was a fentanyl overdose that she passed away from.
My goodness. Were there any signs, Janae? Were there any signs to let you know that something was wrong, that she was headed in that direction? Were there any signs?
With me being in recovery, I've always been pretty open and honest with my kids about recovery and what drugs and alcohol could do. So she grew up knowing this, but some of the signs I think I missed, you know. And my daughter worked full time. She paid her bills on time. She bought her own car. So some of those I didn't really actually see until she came to me and she told me that she wanted to go to treatment and that she had overdosed on fentanyl. She came to me and told me that. She completed treatment and then she got out, and she had to have emergency surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And or she was given the opiates.
Oh my.
Again. So, and that, but she went back to treatment again.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, used and she passed away from a fentanyl overdose. Yes. So I really didn't see how bad or what she was using. I didn't really see it. And me, you know, and told me, you know, what was going on.
Do you think any of her situation was due to peer pressure?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She had been bullied in the 6th grade and 7th grade. And then I think a lot of it was peer pressure. Absolutely. No doubt.
My. That is just heart-wrenching. That's just really sad.
It is. It is.
You know, and you know, sometimes when parents miss that, they beat themselves up. You just beat yourself up. You know, and we as parents, we try hard to be candid with our children. We tell them about sex and drugs, evil people, and so many things. We tell them to try to keep them safe. But sometimes we miss things. Sometimes we just do. And many times our children will listen to their peers rather than listen to the parents, because they think we're old and we don't know any better, that they know it all sometimes. But sometimes we just miss it. And like I said, we beat ourselves to a pulp, you know, trying to go back and to think of what could I have done? What more could I have done to help my child? And, you know, as parents, we do the best we can. Now, Is everyone in the organization connected to each other with the loss of a loved one, or, you know, to a drug overdose?
No. There's people in recovery that come. There's people that just want to help with the movement. They come. And then we have many family members that have lost a loved one to an overdose or addiction. So it's a mixture of a lot of people. But, you know, we want to try to reach out to everybody, you know, and let them know, especially the family members that have lost loved ones to an overdose. I mean, you're like I did. And, you know, just to let them know that we're here and we love them and we understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the feelings that I went through when I lost Kristen, the guilt, and why didn't I see this and why didn't I see that, and you know, and but you know, it's we're here for them because mm-hmm. we do understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't think. I mean, I think you know, now looking at it, I did everything I possibly could to help her.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And you're right about the peer pressure because kids these days are faced with so many things at their fingertips, and it's really there. It's a lot for kids these days.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and the thing about it, you know, our children get these things, but it comes from some sidewinder adult that's giving these or selling these things to our children.
Absolutely.
And our children, you know, if they're vulnerable, then they gravitate toward those things that they think will make them feel better, which is sad. And then some people have problems, but they think counseling is taboo, so they won't go to get counseling, and they live with those things that causes them to spiral in deadly positions, deadly things. And we as a community, need to volunteer with your organization or donate to your organization, be a part of anything that's going to help our children, that's going to save our children. All of us, the whole community, should be involved in this organization.
Absolutely.
So,
not,
go ahead.
Also, I wanted to bring this mission is also we're trying to make a change in the state of Louisiana, trying to make stricter laws for drug dealers,
mm-hmm.
pushing and bringing these drugs into our communities that are killing our children, and also to maybe change something with the insurance companies, because most insurance companies will only pay for 30 days of treatment.
Yeah.
And so a change where insurance will pay for longer stays. So, you know, we're on a mission and trying to, you know, change some things mm-hmm. here in our state.
Well, do y'all have the senators and representatives and, you know, people that can pass laws involved already?
That's what Lily Harvey, which is she is the founder of Millie Mattered, and she's working really hard to try to make changes in our state.
Mm-hmm.
She is.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Now, once the march is over in our area, will the organization remain visible in the community?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a mission. We're on a, it's a movement. And these walks are just, they're part of the movement.
Mm-hmm. To you bring know? Awareness.
Yes. To everywhere in the state of Louisiana. We will be walking in 10 different parts of Louisiana this year. Mm-hmm. 10 different places to help bring awareness.
That's amazing.
Yes, yes.
And that's such a good thing. Do you have anything that you would like to add to our conversation about drug awareness? What should a person do if they see signs that their child is spiraling down, and they won't listen and they won't agree to treatment, and they're still using?
Well, that, you know, I always was pretty honest with my children about addiction. And I, even though I didn't see how bad it was with Kristen, but she knew she could come to me and talk to me, and she was willing to go to treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, people don't want to go to treatment.
Right.
And it's really hard for the families, you know, but, you know, they, you know, I think just talking to them, you know, and just hoping that they can get some help. Yes.
And it's hard to get your children away from the people they call their friends that's supplying them with what they want. That makes it hard.
Absolutely. It is. And it's a battle. It really is a battle. And we can't be with our children
24/7. That's it.
You know, it is hard, but, you know, it's possible. You know, I think just being honest with our children and letting them know, you know, that, you know, us parents, you know, we do know a little bit, you know, they think,
yeah, they think we don't, but we do, we know some things.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Oh, goodness. Now, excuse me. Do you have any young people involved in your movement that has recovered, maybe? Because some people do recover from overdoses. Do you have any young people in your organization, in this movement?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got people in recovery, even young people that are coming, that want to be a part of. So, you know, we're hoping that maybe the stigma will change.
Yes.
You know, and to be able to be more open about it and change some of that, the stigma that's associated with addiction.
That's right, because, excuse me again, you know, because, you know, some people, when they realize you're a drug addict, or if somebody's a drug addict, they usually frown on them. And, you know, sometimes you want to push them aside and whatnot. But I think we need to learn more, like you said, more awareness of how it is and what it is. And maybe, you know, you can pass somebody one day and just help somebody to get help and to, you know, come from that place, that abyss that they're in, you know, and that would be great. That would be great.
You know, I've been in recovery for 24 years, you know, by the grace of God. But I know what it's like to be in that pit. I know, you know, that feeling of I'm never going to be able to get out of this. I know how it feels, but I want to give people hope, you know, that you can recover. You can.
You can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, just break that stigma, you know, because there's
that
a lot.
You can't recover?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Because there's a lot of people just like me that have recovered and are, you know, recovering today.
I had a young man tell me one time, he said, Miss Barbara, he said, I know he, I think he was about 18 or 19 years old. And he said, Miss Barbara, he said, I know that I don't need to be doing this, because he was in treatment. He said, I know I don't need to be doing this. He said, I know that I'm making my parents sad. And the people that love me don't want to see me like this, he said, but I just can't help it. He said, the drugs keep calling my name, and I can't help it. And he said, I'm here because I need help. He said, I don't know what I'm going to do or how I'm going to do once I leave. He said, but I know that what I'm doing is wrong. And a lot of young people, they know it, but once they get that dependency, they can't help it.
Absolutely, and I agree. It happened with myself. Addiction is real, and it happened with my daughter. You know, Kristen's was fast and furious. You know, when I found out in April of 2021, and she passed away in July of 2021, and you know, the addiction. It'll grab hold of you. And it's so hard to break away from that. And I know exactly, so many times myself, I was, that's it, I'm done, I'm gonna stop, but I couldn't, I couldn't. And I'm just grateful for treatment centers, because, you know, I went to treatment and I've been able to stay clean and sober by the grace of God. So we're here to help. We're here to help whether you have addiction or have a loved one that's in, has addiction or an overdose. We're here that we want to help and just love you through it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with me today and shedding light on this information and shedding light on the drug overdose. And I appreciate you for telling the story of your daughter. That's and I know that was hard for you, but I appreciate you doing that, and prayerfully it will help somebody else. I applaud you and you're the founder for what they're doing. And can you give us your contact information?
Yes, it's MillieMattered@gmail.com. You could send emails there, and then also you could go to Epidemic Awareness Walk, Millie Mattered. It's on Facebook. It's a private group, but you could just ask to join, and then you'll be in the group. But the email for MillieMattered@gmail.com is also another way to contact us.
Okay. Now, do y'all need volunteers? Do you need Do you accept donations?
Absolutely, absolutely. The more, you know, the better. We have banners that we carry in these walks. And if you have a loved one that has passed away from an overdose, you know, whenever they make the banners, they'll put your loved one's picture on there. This, they just finished, she waits till she gets a whole bunch of them to make the banner. My daughter will be on. She'll be on the banner. Mm-hmm. And then we have that we also... will be, I think they're for sale now. You could go to MillieMattered@gmail.com and ask about, she'll, you know, answer any questions about the t-shirts. Just help us, you know, because it does cost to have these. And just any help would be greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're gonna close the show now, and again, I thank you so very much for what y'all are doing. And if you ever need this particular platform to get something across to somebody about drugs, just call me. You have my number. Just call me, and you will be welcome to this platform to spread the news. Thank you so much for being with me, Janae.
And thank you for having me.
Bye now.
Bye.
Join us again next week for more of Just Stuff.
Telling myself on the line.